Thank you, Mr. Chair. Once again, good morning, everyone. So let me inform you briefly about the outcome of the 66th session of the Working Party SC3, which was held from 12th to 14th of October 2022. The session report is available in document ECE Trans SC3 217, which is available on the website. I will highlight the main decisions of the Working Party. In particular, the workshop development of container transport of inland waterways that was held on the 12th of October. It was organized jointly by the secretariats of SC3 and the Working Party on Intermodal Transport and Logistics, WP24. The workshop focused on the current situation, potential and prospects for the development of container transport on inland waterways in Europe, the Caspian region and China. It was followed by the joint SC3 WP24 roundtable on facilitating the alignment between the Aegean Agreement and the Protocol on Combined Transport on Inland Waterways to the European Agreement on Important International Combined Transport Lines and Related Installations. The outcome of the workshop is given in the session report. The Working Party took note of the information transmitted by Belarus, Belgium, Croatia and Slovakia on progress in implementing the Wroclaw Ministerial Declaration. Following the request of SC3, the Secretariat prepared this information for the upcoming session of the Inland Transport Committee as an informal document, and the ITC will be informed accordingly. SC3 approved Amendment number 5 to the third revised edition of the Blue Book and the amendments to the Annex to Resolution number 61, Revision 2. Both documents are already available on the ECE website. The Working Party approved the glossary for inland water transport and asked the Secretariat to publish it. And also a very important item, SC3 agreed with the draft rules of procedure, with its draft rules of procedure, and the draft is transmitted to the 85th session of ITC for final adoption. That will take place next week. Thank you, Mr. Chair.